Last time on Wrestling Nerds Radio Network presents Monster of the Week. They bring you here for a couple of hours, and now we lose our only transport guy on the whole fucking island.
It's like 3:45 in the morning.
You hear a loud crash, and you hear Witch Biddle scream. He's just, he's like, help me! Like, he's losing his shit.
I'm gonna kick some ass.
Well, you can't. There's nothing to kick ass yet.
I'm gonna kick the door's ass. Is the door locked?
Yes.
I'm gonna kick that door's ass.
You see the silhouette of this big damp thing just cut around the corner because it's broken through the glass window, and you see Whit Bissell's getting dragged out the window. You shoot, and you hit this thing, but this thing, it's not affected. It just goes, and it just keeps going. Okay, you jump out the window, and you fucking bang face first into Dick Denning.
No, he doesn't. Perfect roll.
He just fucking spends a point of luck. And you knock Dennings the fuck out. And it feels so good, you might need to change your pants. As an added bonus, you put a little hermit crab right in his butthole. And now episode 3 of A Creature Walks Among Us. So anyway, so now you're going to read Dr. Montez's mind?
Yes.
Okay, so what is that? Manipulate somebody? Or telepathy?
Telepathy.
What's your bonus for telepathy?
I don't use a bonus, it looks like.
You do it without speaking, which is good, because you're not going to incriminate yourself.
Investigate a mystery or read a bad situation.
Let's see. Let's do investigate a mystery, because I think that's going to apply more to what you want to find out.
Well, I have a negative sharp, but...
But the problem is, if it's read a bad situation, then...
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah, it's sharp either way.
Oh!
Okay, so it's 5. Oh, boy.
I got a 4.
Yikes. Yikes. You're sitting there, and I imagine you've got, like, your hand on her shoulder, and you're, like, trying to give her, like, the scanner's eyes, like... And she's, like... She assumes you're, like, trying to make the move on her, like, you're trying to make out with her, and she's, like, I can't right now. And then she just goes back in her little cocoon and lays in bed. Do another investigate a mystery. This is not telepathy. This is just in general.
Up. Can I reroll my telepathy? Is it too late?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, you could use some luck.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, you could use luck.
Could I use luck on my telepathy?
Yeah, because it is retroactive. Woo! You can use a luck. So mark that you spent 1 luck.
All right.
I'm saving my luck for...
Well, you don't get to replenish it, so yeah. You got 12. An automatic 12.
Yeah, 12 on my
so,
telepathy.
So, check this shit out. Flashback.
Uh-oh.
When you guys first walked in the inn.
Uh-huh.
And you started talking to Whit, Dr. Matos was looking at a scale... from this creature. So she knows that this is a big fucking thing. She suspects that it has something to do with the missiles, like that somewhere along the way it has mutated something.
Uh-huh.
And it's definitely along the same lines of the fish in the tank.
Okay. So it's like a sort of like a cousin to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now she doesn't know if there's more of them. She doesn't know exactly when it came about. But she's had her suspicions that this was what was the catalyst of what was going bad, and that's why she decided to stay on the island as long as she can.
I think we need to interview this bitch and come up with a way to attract the fucking thing out and set a trap for it.
So,
not necessary.
I realized this, you know.
Is it sentient? Like, it knew that Whit was telling us shit. And it,
I'm very happy with this.
It knew that Z was telling us shit. It knew that Whit found something. So, like, it knows. It has, like, people brain.
It's got
like,
a thinking brain.
It can rationalize.
That's what it certainly seems like.
Okay.
If you guys want, in story, you guys can kind of come back out. Sun's starting to come up.
Yeah.
Just feel free. You can go to the mess hall, rustle up some breakfast.
I might need another banana.
And you guys might need to start planning this attack. So, for the monster, you guys need to find out where it is and what can hurt it. Those are your two biggest... And obviously, like you said, to draw it out or whatever you guys want to do. So that's what you guys should be kind of, like, regrouping on at the moment. And like I said, you have... Technically, you've got all three pieces that you need. But only, I would say, two of them are super obvious.
So, like I said, I know my girl has a scale.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's done some studies on it, we need to figure out if she's found anything that will break it. Because she had to have gotten that scale somehow.
Well, it said in her, like, monologue about the one in the tank, she did say that piranha's teeth could still get through it. Like, that it was still fleshy underneath it. So, like, if we could find a way to break through the armor, then we can stab the fuck out of it.
So, how did she find that out, though?
Or, we figure out what it eats. make like a little grenades burger, little grenade sandwich, blow it from the inside.
There's no grenades on the island. Now, unless you use your move of you know a guy or something like that, then maybe, but there's no heavy artillery on this island.
Do you like
there's just the batons that you guys picked up and bandoliers and bananas and things like that.
Can I shove the baton up its ass?
No, but you could use it for something else.
You beat the shit out of my girl?
No. I mean, you can if you want.
Well,
but
you're gonna like strong arm interrogate her. I don't know. Because this bitch can't seem to read her mind.
We're gonna interrogate bad cop and bad cop, like.
Wait. Oh, shit. If we know that, Drunky McDrunkerfack found something, why aren't we trying to look for that in his room?
Oh, yeah, we'll go back to his room and investigate.
Okay.
Because I didn't skip that in the moment, because, you know, bigger
we'll see
shit
what you find
happening
in his room. I'm sticking with Operation Burger Bomb right now. I'm loving that idea.
You're loving it. Okay. So, what's everybody doing now?
She and I are going to go back to Witt's
Bissell's room. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about you? What are you doing? Are you going to the mess hall?
I'm going to the mess hall.
Okay. All right.
Has anyone interviewed fucking scientist lady?
She read her mind a little bit, but that was it.
Yeah.
Well, she knows something about this, right?
She does, but
we know that Witt found something, too, because otherwise she would be dead, theoretically.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, you two check out Witt's room. I want to talk to...
Oh, okay.
He has charmed her before.
Okay,
so
okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with the ladies. So you go back to Witt's room, which is in fucking shambles right now.
So investigate a mystery or read a bad situation?
We're investigating a mystery right now.
Okay. Yeah, because there's nothing...
It's theoretically a bad situation, but just because Witt was fucked.
All right.
So you each take a shot at this, I guess.
Mmm.
Wow. Damn, what is your sharp?
My sharp is +2.
Holy fuck, alright. I was gonna say, not even necessary. You might knock some shit over as she's like actually making discoveries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I literally have x-ray vision, by the way.
So, what Witt found in the trash and heap and all kinds of other shit is he has like a little ammo box, and in that ammo box is a can opener, a couple of Navy medals, like a string of pearls, and like a piece of metal off of a Jeep. Like just a little
is
chunk
it aluminum?
Of it. Like a little piece of like aluminum.
Is it aluminum that hurts him?
No. But this is some fucking Little Mermaid shit. This is just a bunch of shit.
This is gadgets and gizmos galore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what Witt found.
Where did he find it?
That's the question.
Somebody should roll. Well, how do we figure
that
out?
Well, I feel like I know.
Well, you nailed it. No, you get two questions. So you found the first one.
Oh, then what was it going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was it going to do?
Witt was going to go back near the airbase. He was headed back
towards
the cove.
That cave. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where it lives. All right, I'm going to talk to the scientist lady.
Well, can I take the can opener?
Sure, if you want to.
Oh, you still got more questions, right?
No, that was it. That was the two. The Crest Cave is actually what this is called. A large opening at the tip of the island nestled behind the old rusting rocket launch pad. There's rocks and limestone lining the inside of the cave, but the middle is water of varying depth. You saw that as you guys were traveling with Captain Z.
And Captain Z disappeared around there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm talking to scientist lady.
Well, first of all, you bust in. How are you busting in on this thing? Because she's sitting on the bed.
Uh-huh.
She's still very distressed.
Yeah, is the door unlocked?
No. So
the door's locked?
So knock the door. No. A goddamn monster just killed somebody in here.
Hey, sweetheart, it's me.
Go away.
What?
I'm indecent.
Listen, we gotta act
under pressure. Roll to act under pressure.
Listen, we gotta talk about this.
Well, let's get fucking this shit out of here.
Dice
Jesus.
Gravy,
okay.
We gotta talk about this.
7 plus, what is your cool?
2.
So that's 9. Okay.
We need to talk.
She opens the door, but...
She's naked.
She's naked. No. She's super clothed. She's got 2 sets of clothes on. So clothes, she goes.
Yeah.
She trusts Vinny more than she trusts you. So
alright.
So it's gonna be a little more difficult. So now you're doing what? Manipulate somebody? Is that what you're...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're rolling for charm.
Listen, we need to talk about this.
8, 7, 8. So your charm
this
is...
This is gonna be 10.
10? Okay. You're asking what she knows. She found the scale on the beach on the other side of the mess hall. But she has not actually interacted with the creature yet, and the villagers have just kind of mentioned that this is sort of a, like, it's not even a legend, but they've seen, and they're blaming somebody. The villagers were blaming the military's blaming the villagers. Like, nobody really believes that there's a monster. They think it's just some thieves or some shit. But she saw the scale. It wasn't, she assumed it was something like the fish that she had, and it's close, but this thing is way fucking bigger than a fish. But no, she hasn't, like, hid the... This isn't, like, a I'm hiding the monster sort of thing. She's just studying it, and she needs to know what's going on with this thing before the 3 days are up, which now we're on day two. But she's not hiding it. She's not doing anything like that, but she knows that the scale thing does work.
What do you mean works?
Like the fish. So if you can crack that outer shell, there's a good chance that creature is soft underbelly.
Scales like the fish, sweetheart. What do you mean?
You weren't paying attention in the lab. There's a fish. It's a different genus. It's got Kevlar. And if you break through the Kevlar with physical force, then there's soft meat underneath. Which, actually, this is perfect because he totally didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
I don't know about
that's
biology.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Listen, Toots. I don't know about biology.
If you hit it hard, then you could kill it underneath it. But don't kill it. I need to study it.
Why?
Because this could be the greatest scientific discovery.
Did you see what it did to Captain Z?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Do what you want. And that's... She just kind of shuts
down. I came here. I'm in this for the money. I'm going to kill this thing. Listen, let me pitch an idea to you, honey. It's called a burger bomb.
She gets up and storms out of the room. All right, so... We have slightly more pieces of the puzzle here.
You got an idea, Zora?
Well, I'm trying to figure out...
Uh-huh.
Because, all right, so I don't want to go to the cave until you've got a plan.
Okay, good. That's
a
smart move.
Beat the fuck out
That's
of
a smart move.
But I don't know if it's going to be all of us just praying to roll high on just whipping the fuck out of this thing with our batons, or if we can actually put together Burger Bomb.
I vote against Burger Bomb because...
No! I've got this!
Oh, my lord.
I have prepared this. When I need something unusual or rare, I can roll to have it right here, right now. I can get a motherfucking...
Burger Bomb! Let's go! Let's go!
All right.
Burger Bomb! All burger right. Bomb!
Zora, baby!
God!
Make it happen! Use
damn
a point
it.
Of luck on this!
God damn it!
Use a point of luck on this if you got it! I'm gonna roll first just for fun, and then I found I'm definitely using luck to get it. Okay, it's roll plus sharp, and my sharp is plus two.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Let's see. On a 10 plus, you have it right here, right now, Daddy.
Okay.
Oh, Burger Bomb.
So you reach into your bag and you pull out the Burger Bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to help.
However, the Burger Bomb has a delayed fuse on it.
Oh.
So it's not like a grenade where it just happens instantaneously. Right. You can set it.
And forget it.
And then it's like, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes.
Jesus.
It's not a perfect Burger Bomb. It's the first draft.
Okay.
We need to figure out where this thing likes to eat and leave it there.
I bet it's in the cove.
Should we explore the cave? Okay.
That might be a good idea.
All right, well then let's fucking get this Burger Bomb home.
Okay.
Oh my god, we got a fucking Burger Bomb. I'm so happy about how that turned out.
So, are you guys do you guys like suit up? Like, what's going on here? Describe this to me.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a montage of us back in the mess hall, her just grabbing more bananas and trying to shove them in the bandolier. Uh-huh. You know, shit
I just
like
get
that.
Get my hat
like,
and put it on.
All right, yeah.
And you're good.
I take a piece of my shirt, rip it, put it around my head like a bandana. Yeah.
Good, good.
And then I grab my doctor girlfriend and say, see you on the other side, baby. Give her a big old kiss.
Big old smoocherino.
Pull back and say, I'm kidding, I'm not in for a committed relationship, and then I push her.
Perfect, good.
Just kidding, I've got issues.
What about you?
Technically in my inventory I have a flamethrower. I will not be bringing that because this fucker's wet and I feel like that's not going to
happen. Smart move.
Mm-hmm. Plus we've got Burger Bomb. So basically I just sort of make sure... I feel like I have a very large, like, Mary Poppins bag. So, like, that's where I've got the baton and banana,
good.
And I
good.
Make sure that I've got Burger Bomb.
Good.
And, like,
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Maybe a snack, but, like, oh, no, maybe I'll just, like, triumphantly munch on an apple.
Good. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
While staring at Burger Bomb and nodding. Like, nice.
Is that fucking me? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you guys are all heading towards the cave, the Crest Cave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the plan I got.
Okay.
Plan A is Burger Bomb. Two ladies go in that cave, figure out what it eats, where it eats, leave a nice little delicious...
Why do we have to do it?
Because I got your back. I'm going to stay at the entrance of the cave, kind of like hiding in the rocks, shotgun ready. Okay. If I see anything scaly coming in or out of that cave, I got my trigger finger ready to go.
Now, you're confident with that plan after you saw your gun... Earlier didn't do any damage.
Yeah, but this is a shotgun. It's a lot of bullets.
True.
True. It's a lot of
bugs. I don't like that plan.
Okay.
I think your plan sucks.
All right, you got anything
better?
But I
do know we got a boat. And not that the boat stops him from getting at us, but I think my sweet love, my friend from Craigslist, you're going to be our bait.
Okay, so we're not going to fight it in the cove?
Oh, no. We're going to be in the cove. You're going to be splashing around in that boat, making a whole lot of ruckus. And he's going to be like, well, what the fuck is that? And you're going to get him out of the cave. You chase, give him a little chasey-roo while we see what he munchies.
Oh, okay. So he lures him out of the cave, and then we go in.
Yeah, and you plant a burger bomb in there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I can do this.
So you guys are all at the cove?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And you've got the boat.
Yes, right? Apparently.
Okay.
I'm driving.
Not yet.
Oh.
You have to act under pressure to see if this boat still works.
Oh, yeah. We crashed it.
Because it kind of ate shit.
Yeah. We,
6-7. What's your cool?
Cool is +1, so 8.
Okay. So you're getting a mixed result, a mixed victory.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the boat started, but it is not running smooth. So it's kind of like cutting to the right a little bit. Like, you're still able to pilot it.
I gotta compensate.
But yeah, you're like, but it's not running at its great. So like, if this thing started to like chase you or something like that, you'd have a hell of a time getting away from it. So, all right, so what's going on here? Who's splashing? Who's searching?
I stand outside the cave and go, boy, it sure is human out here.
It's pretty legit. Okay.
Wish we knew something about that big old fish man.
Right.
Because, like, I figure if it's sentient, it knows
But are you guys actually searching anything? Are you investigating a mystery at all, or no?
Until that thing comes out.
Yeah, like, he has to lure it
out.
Okay,
so we're in the area.
Here's the issue, children. Like I said, so the cave has kind of like a limestone lining to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes to the center part, and the center part plunges down. There's enough water in this cave that this thing can swim in and out. So it's not like it's going
to
like
walk
out. Like slop, it can slop, be in the slop, water.
Slop.
So you ladies might have to go in the cave to make sure that it's not even there in the first place.
Well, that's true, because if we're just yelling outside and it's not there, then it doesn't matter. Okay.
Okay.
Could I read a bad situation?
I think so.
We're yelling, and then at some point one of us has the thought of, we should probably see if this asshole's even in here.
So.
7.
Oh,
what do you have for sharp?
It was +2.
Okay.
9.
So 9, okay. So you get to hold one, so you get to ask one question.
What's the biggest threat?
The biggest threat is potential, like, treasury kind of avalanche inside. Not full-blown avalanche, but when you peek inside the cave, you see there's the limestone in the beginning, but a little bit further in the cave, you're starting to see trinkets and things that are starting to like kind of shimmer
like
a little
a dragon,
bit.
Jeffrey.
No, that's the biggest risk at the moment, is that that shit's not like, it's not like a beaver dam, it's not like all smelted in there, it's just sort of like piles of shit in there.
Okay.
But that's it, there's no monster in there.
Okay, I was just going to say, but can we confirm that the monster is not
there's
in
no
there
monster
at this
in there.
Moment?
At the all moment. Right. So you're still splashing around, or?
Yeah. Splashy, splashy, come and get me.
Okay.
I'm a delicious burger bomb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Who's got the burger bomb?
She does.
Okay.
Burger bomb.
So what now?
I'm going to make a noise to make him think that there's a thing in the water.
Well, that's, I thought, what he was doing.
Well, he is, but I'm trying to get him his attention.
See if we can find anything that looks like food in the cave?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, there's bullshit, but if we can find, like, a carcass or something...
Yeah, I'll put that burger right next to
that. So I'm going to investigate a mystery, then.
Okay.
Oh, it's such a
9. 9.
Okay, good. So you get the... what's your sharp?
-1. 8.
8? Okay, so you get one... you get... you get one of investigative mystery.
So I investigated that mystery, and, can I use what can it do as what can it eat?
True. But here's the thing, though. Are you guys... Like, if you guys are investigating this mystery, if you're reading bad situations, are you guys still at the mouth of this cave, or are you actually going in this motherfucker?
We're starting to go in it.
Yeah,
okay.
I figured read a bad situation was, like, kind of peeking in to make sure
that
the fucker wasn't
now
actually
we're
in it.
Now we're
but that's
in.
My point, is I don't want to paint this huge picture, and you're like, cool, we're still outside the cave,
well,
though.
Well, I figured
like,
he's outside.
Cool. Yes, he's still splashing around in a boat.
Cool.
Yeah, so she and I are starting to go in. Like, we're
okay, cool.
So what I'm going to do is say, what's being concealed here?
Great question. So... like I said, this is like 10 different yard sales threw up in this cave. There's scraps of uniform. There's fucking 25 can openers. Like, there's all kinds of shit just jammed up in this cave that this creature's been collecting. As you guys go a little deeper in the cave, now keep in mind, like I said, there's like a little bit of a shelf on each side, and then there's sort of a channel in the middle of the deeper water, the dark water. And so you guys can, like, kind of stay up on the bank. You don't have to go, like, slosh and waist deep or anything like that.
That's
it. So you're getting in a little bit further, and now you're starting to smell food. Like, as in, you're smelling fish, you're smelling people, but
gross.
But clearly it's not just... It's not just bloodthirsty for people. It may just be attacking out of fear.
Eating what it is. Like, exactly. Well, I can't waste this.
Right, like it didn't eat the entire bottom torso of Captain Z. It just kind of ate what it needed to for sustenance. Kind of like a sea goat, as it were. It's just sort of eating what it needs to. But it seems mostly like fish, maybe some people, and you're seeing like a couple of like maybe an arm or two, and then some fish guts and stuff like that it's been sort of feeding on. Now, I'm not going to push you guys to be like, you're all the way in the back of the cave or anything like that. But you're at least, I would say, halfway in now.
We figured out there's food, so fish and people entrails. But he might be attacking out of fear. So, like, are we going to have to now go fishing and find a nice big cod to put this bomb in? Or, you know what? Can I jinx fish?
Oh, maybe. Let's see. What does the jinx move do?
Can encourage coincidences to occur.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, roll for whatever the fuck. What's the actual roll for jinx on your powers or
roll
on your character?
Roll plus weird, so I have plus two weird.
Okay.
So let's see. Is there any other...
I'd say it should say on your actual spooky page. Because that's a power specific to you.
Yeah. Jinx, you can encourage a coincidence to occur the way you want. On a 10 plus... On 10 plus, hold 2, and on a 7-9, hold 1. On a miss, the keeper holds 2 over you to be used in the same way. Spend your hold to interfere with a hunter, giving them negative forward. Help a hunter, interfere with what a monster, minion, or bystander is trying to do.
Excellent.
The target finds something you left for them. The target loses something that you will soon find. So, could I use that to say, like, oh shit, a fish just flopped out of the water right in front of us.
Yeah, that would
be
doable.
Yeah, it's like
doable.
You can just sort of make it like... Yeah. So I make a weird face at you and you're like, are you trying to fart?
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, are you going to fart? And then I...
So what's weird 10. Is 10. Okay.
Yeah. So
what does
I
it say
hold
for 10?
2.
Okay, cool.
So not only does a big old fish just flop right out of my feet, and it's all alive, it's pretty great about it, we also... Can I hold on to the other one just in case, or... No, it has happened at the
I
same
feel
time.
Like it makes more sense to happen now instead of just like at some point a coincidence might occur. Although you know what though, that might be fun. So yeah, you can keep another coincidence,
I have a
coincidence at bay just in case.
All right, but yeah, so I pick up this fish and I'm like,
this big flappy floppy fish.
Sushi,
right? Nice. So that I'm glad you became Jim Carrey. So what happens now? And so in the meantime, while the ladies are figuring this out, Nabisco, what are you doing?
Splashing.
Well, like, are you doing? Do you feel like a stooge at this point? You're just sort of like driving around in the boat.
I got the boat parked by the entrance of the cave, and I'm just waiting for something to come in and out that's got scales, and I'm gonna start a shooting.
Okay.
Text.
Let's see.
So I've got this, and we're sure. I did do this over to my dear Zora and said, hey. How about you fit that bomb in this thing's asshole?
Can I roll preparedness again? Because I would like to have a remote detonator for the burger bomb.
Yes, let's
do
that.
How the fuck is that thing going off inside of it?
That's true.
Okay.
I mean, you could just set it and forget it. And
right, but we don't know if it's like a 10-minute timer. Then that's 10 minutes to, oh god, hope we got Shark Man. Like,
yeah, get that
true.
Remote.
That's a good point.
Lamb.
Seven, okay.
Hold on, because it's plus sharp, which is 2, so...
Nine.
All right, on a 7-9, you have it, but not here. It will take some time to get.
Oh, motherfucker! What if, I don't want to put it all the way at, like, oh, it's in the inn still, but,
what if
like...
it's in the boat?
That's what I'm thinking. It might be in the boat with Mega, but Mega doesn't know what it is.
Right, yeah, no, he's got no clue.
He threw it overboard.
But what? I'm a fixer.
No, but you wouldn't know what her shit is.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parked outside the cave.
Yeah.
And Mega, real quick here, read a bad situation for me.
Uh-oh.
Because that boat is real on shaky legs.
Oh.
If you sink my boat, I'll hand you.
Eight.
What's a bad situation stat?
Let's see. 8 is plus sharp.
Okay, plus 1. So 9.
Okay, so that's 9. So 9, hold 1. Okay. So the boat is starting to run low on gas. So... Well, I know that, but...
Okay. But it's
right. Right, yeah. So I don't know if you want to just kind of be on the coastline right here, just in case, since the ladies are actually in, you want to be closer, or if you want to stay in the boat, it's up to you, but just know that the boat is not ready to shimmy.
Okay,
to
I'm not going to be able to get away in this boat.
Right.
Does he still get to ask one of the questions?
Yeah, he can if you want. Yeah, if you want to ask a bad situation question. There's one question that I'm scared for you to ask.
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
I knew it was going to be that, because I was like, where's that fucking fish man?
No. So did you guys officially set the fish bomb yet?
Well, bomb is
in the fish. Not set, but it's in the fish.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, I'm just sort of awkwardly holding
you,
it like
you forgot the detonator in my boat.
In the boat.
Yeah,
right.
The detonator's in
that
the
you
boat.
Don't know about.
Exactly.
You don't know that the detonator's in there necessarily.
Oh, this is in my boat.
Yes. So, the
or
danger...
The bomb.
That's the bomb.
The danger that you haven't noticed is... So, you ladies, you fuck this fish, and then you hear the click of a gun. And at the front of the cave, standing knee-deep in the water, Dick Dennings.
What?
And he's got fucking Dr. Matos.